Coach, what does it mean to win a Patriot League title?
Yeah, we've said this since November 8, 2022, that this was the job to finish it off. The guys have been disciplined. They've worked every day, even on off days. It's because it's schoolwork, but. Testament to their, I always say this, I've said to you guys time and time, players play. So testament to their work ethic, testament to their abilities. Today's a special moment, and I'm really proud of them. I'm really proud to be part of this. And I'm lost for words for once in my life, but today's a good day to be a BU Terrier.
Does it make it any more special that the two wins to get the title were against the two teams y'all didn't officially beat during the conference play?
Yeah, we finished it off. We ran the gamut this year. We drew Colgate in the regular season, then we went down and lost to Lafayette. And so Tuesday we took care of Colgate, and then in true fashion, of course, you got to go through the team that had beat you in the regular season, and maybe you're not, you guys knew this, but the only team since I've been here that we haven't beat. So to finish that off, it's a good feeling. It's a good day.
And both coaches talked that set pieces would be a big thing today. Lafayette had 10 quarters. How did your team fare against their long throw-ins and corners?
Phenomenal. 10 corners, long throws, that's part of their identity. And we said this when we came in on Wednesday morning, small details are going to matter in this game. And small details are set pieces. And so our guys were committed. Another clean sheet. Happy days.
And obviously the other reports will ask about a lot of the players, but I would like to ask you about Aiden Bone. Made a big play in the midfield to help get control of the ball and set up Eitan's goal. What does it mean when someone like him, who's been here for a while now, is able to contribute in the decisive goal?
Yeah, it's been a big year for Aiden. He was out injured last year. And so it was a big spring and summer in terms of his rehab and to get back. And so to start the season with the goal, and then tonight have an influence when he came in. He's done it all season. So we say this all the time. You got to have depth, and we have depth. Guys coming off the bench, guys starting. We saw it today.
And speaking of depth, not a single substitution in the first half. Was that a decision going into the game, or is that you just thought all the guys were feeling good and doing a good job defending against Lafayette?
Yeah, I mean, the big change that we made in terms of the starting lineup, we hadn't changed in multiple games, was John for KT. And we felt that they, just in terms of how they play and long throws, and we lost a little soccer and a guy who plays that position very well in KT. But John, we asked him, and we specifically talked about this, that he was going to have to be big in the air and just another big body for their set pieces. But we were pleased with the first half. You know, there's chances early on. And then in the second half, we figured it would kind of open up a little bit, specifically after we scored. And so we made some changes in the second half. Can I ask everybody a question, because it's always different? Did you guys enjoy this season?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you for riding it, right? For maybe not doubting at times, but for riding. Because you guys get to tell the story. And so maybe sometimes I don't want to answer questions in how you word it, but I got a lot of respect for you guys, and I appreciate it, and I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
So, floor's yours, sorry.
You said you couldn't really put words on it, but I saw a couple Jurgen Klopp-esque physicals. towards the end there, can you just put, I don't know, some kind of words to that emotion? Because you know, Sam was saying, you know, I think, that's the first time I've ever seen him like that. But, you know, what's going through your mind at that moment when you can kind of just release all?
Love.
Yeah.
Love. I'm with these guys all the time, and they put their trust in us as a staff, and we put our trust into them as players. And I get up every morning, as our staff does. I leave my family throughout the year. There's not many better feelings. My wife would say the birth of our three kids, and I would agree with her. But there's not many better feelings than winning, and it's hard to win. So for us to do it consistently this year in this league, which is a very tough league, for us to do it in the regular season, to win the regular season, and for us to do it again today to win the conference tournament, that's love and passion for me. And I love what I do. I love who I do it with. Those were those emotions today that I've said this to you guys before. We got to keep the guys humble at different times throughout the year. And that goes out the window when you win, especially today. We had a saying that the job wasn't done. And I got to tell them that they finished the job. And there's a lot of love for every single guy who's currently on the team, who's been here in the previous seasons, not only since we came in, but prior to. It's the 75th anniversary, 75th season anniversary. There's a lot of people who deserve credit. And all I can say is I hope we made every BU alum proud, and specifically every BU alum who wore their jersey proud today, because that's what we think about.
Eitan, just on the ball in space in the final third, what makes him so effective and just it culminating in that goal today?
Yeah, when he's not effective, he can still turn something out like that. And that's why he's so effective, because he can get you at any point. He only needs one time. And we see it every day. I've actually seen it for almost 5 years because we recruited him at our old school. And knew who he was. And so I said to him today, at halftime, I said, you make sure number 20 knows that you're the offensive player of the year. I said, you better go finish one. And maybe he took that to heart or not. That's not why he scored, but he's got moments. As a coach, you want it to be more consistent at times, but he's been consistent this year in big moments with big goals. I love him.
This is the first conference championship for this program since 2008. What does this title and what does this performance say about what you've built and what the players have built over the past 4 years that you've been here?
They built it. As a coach, I'm not saying I don't have a part in it, but we as a staff, that's our job. We as our staff make sure that Monday through Friday, our guys are prepared for practice and training. And then on game days, the guys go out and perform. I'm fortunate. I'm grateful. I've been around the game for a long time. My parents were here tonight. I said to my mom and dad, we did it. And I've been fortunate to win championships before as a youth player in college and as a pro. But when you take a job in January 2020, and here we are on November 11th, 2023, there is a lot of work that goes involved. And the guys did it. And I'm really glad that they were able to take this opportunity because they deserved it. We said we earned the right to host, but now you got to go earn the right to win it. And it's a phenomenal feeling to be part of a team, to be part of a team that's selfless, to be part of a team that loves each other. And that's hard. But I think that's the best part about college athletics. And in our sport, 11 guys on the field, but for our team, 27 guys day in, day out, get to breathe it, get to live it, and now are rewarded. So it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. You get sometimes a little pit in your stomach. And I'm telling guys, I'm sometimes a soft teddy bear and can get emotional, but it's awesome to see them get to celebrate.
Yeah, and then Hale Lombard of Lafayette seemed clearly frustrated in this game. Only two other teams all season kept him to only one shot. So what was working against him today?
We knew that Hale's a big part of their team, big part of their identity. He's an energy guy. He's emotional. He's their captain. He scores goals. He's big. He's involved in set pieces. And we knew that we had to minimize his output today and his footprint on the game, and I think the guys did it.
Yeah, Coach, you guys didn't lose at home this season. You obviously win the championship at home. Just talk about the specific things that make playing at home so important for a college soccer team. And, you know, Colin has said that he knows the field like the back of his hand, which is a weird thing to say about a field, but it kind of feels accurate. Just kind of talk about how much it helps playing at Nickerson.
Apparently we've been pretty good at Nickerson this year, but we've stressed this, we've talked about this. In league play, you got to take points at home. You have to protect home, and we've made an emphasis on it. And you know, when you make an emphasis on it, you don't know if it's going to fall through. And but the guys did. In league play, you also have to find opportunities to go get points on the road, and so we made it really difficult for teams to come in here and take points from us. Why? I don't know the reason. I don't know, because I don't know this field like the back of my hand, so that's obviously on Colin. But I'll take the guy's word on it because I trust them. I think that there's always something about, we talk about this, protecting home, taking care of your family, and taking care of your brothers. And so the guys have done that this year, and it's been really fun to be a part of.
And then Francesco has the clean sheet today, and I know that, you know, he came with you from FIU. Just like, have you had a chance to reflect on it with him, of as a guy who came with you? Obviously some of your staff also came from FIU, but to come from another school, come to BU and kind of build this together, and then finish it off here.
He probably said he built it on his own. Now, I told him I loved him, as I did every other guy on the team. But I said thanks. I said, thanks for coming on this ride. Thanks for trusting us. And I've said this for multiple years. He's the best goalie in this league. He's one of the best goalies in the country. And for him to come to FIU in 2019 and to not play, and then for us to leave as a staff, and you know, players, they don't know what's going to happen, and then for him when he went on the portal to say that this could be a possible place, the least I could do was be a part of winning a championship with him. And so I didn't know it to him, but he's done very well. He's come in and been a big leader amongst other guys in our program. But another clean sheet for him, and I think he probably will enjoy today winning the championship.
Actually,
just one more question. Since like you've qualified for the NCAA tournament, just kind of describe that feeling and what your aims are going forward in the season when it's not done.
Yeah, I don't want to get ahead of myself or ourselves. We'll enjoy today. Guys will go to sleep. We'll get up tomorrow. We'll recover. And then we'll find that out on Monday. I haven't really thought much until you just mentioned that. But our season goes on. And on the board in our office, we had off day tomorrow and then trade Monday. And so I'm just glad that we're going to be back on the field Monday. And then from there, I've been part of it as a coach and a player. It's a one-game season. It's a final. Every game here on out's a final. We'll figure that out on Monday when we play. But if I know our guys, we'll be ready.
And then finally, obviously, we've talked a lot about Pierce, but he's also been here this entire journey. What has team impact in that relationship? How has that helped you build this program and get to this point of winning a title?
It's a fabric of our program. You know, you have pillars. We have certain things that we talk about. But one of the people who's been a mainstay since we've been together here at BU is Pierce Saban. And we always know we can count on Pierce to be there through the wins and the losses. And there have been losses leading up to today in the years past. But he's the man. His perseverance, his selflessness, I think it's helped our players and help the guys maybe gain a little different perspective about life, about what's important. And we talk about family being important, and Pierce's family. And so he's been the man, and I gave him a big hug today and said thanks to him. So he's been a huge part of our journey to get here.